From the YPR studios in Billings, I'm Ken Siebert. U.S. government officials have rejected Montana's request for aid in battling a group of wildfires that have been classified as the nation's top firefighting priority. Governor Steve Bullock spokeswoman Rania Abel said Tuesday the state is appealing Sunday's rejection of a grant application to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Fire Management Assistance Grant would allow the state to recover 75% of its cost to suppress the four fires that have burned nearly 400 square miles and destroyed at least 16 homes in eastern Montana. The Lodgepole complex is burning through a mix of private, state, and federal land. Abel says the governor spoke with FEMA Administrator Brock Long, who assured Bullock that he would personally review the appeal. U.S. Senator John Tester also sent Long a letter demanding to know why the request was denied. Montana revenues have fallen far enough below projections to trigger a worst-case scenario. $97 million in spending cuts across state government will begin as soon as next month. State Budget Director Dan Villa provided details yesterday of the revenue shortfall for the financial year that ended June 30th. A law signed by Governor Steve Bullock earlier this year establishes four tiers of spending cuts, depending on the amount of money the state took in compared to the revenue forecast. The final numbers show the shortfall was large enough to trigger all four levels of cuts. Schools and health programs will get the brunt of the cuts. The Office of Public Instruction is losing close to $7 million over 2 years. The Department of Public Health and Human Services will have to cut at least $14 million. A judge has limited the number of voter signatures that Montana officials can require for independent and third-party candidates to qualify as candidates in special elections. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris's ruling on Monday ends a lawsuit filed by three men who wanted to run in the May 25th special election for Montana's U.S. House seat. The Secretary of State's office refused to place their names on the ballot because they hadn't collected signatures from 5% of the total number of voters in the last election. That was just over 14,000 people. The men sued, saying the requirement was so high it violated their constitutional rights. Morris's order says that for future special elections, state officials can't require more voter signatures than 80 times the total number of days the candidates have to collect them. A proposed Montana ballot initiative that would allow people to sue for emotional or mental distress if they spot a transgender person in a public bathroom has passed a legal review. Montana Secretary of State Corey Stapleton's office says the initiative sponsors can begin gathering signatures Wednesday to place the measure on the 2018 ballot. The measure is designed to keep transgender people out of school, university, and government restrooms and locker rooms that are designated for the sex with which they identify. Instead, people would have to use bathrooms for the gender on their birth certificate. The conservative group Montana Family Foundation, which is sponsoring the measure, must collect signatures from 5% of Montana's voters from at least 34 legislative House districts. That's more than 25,800 signatures. An examination of Wyoming's education funding system will include looking into several new ways the state can pay for K-12 schools. Consultants hired by the Wyoming legislature will study state school funding for the rest of this year and into January, ahead of the legislative session in February. The Casper Star Tribune reports that the consultants presented their plan to lawmakers Tuesday as the state tries to tackle a looming education funding deficit. Wyoming lawmakers have said the decision to examine education funding doesn't necessarily mean they're moving toward an entirely new way of funding all 48 of Wyoming school districts. House Speaker Steve Harshman says it's far too early to tell what path the Select Committee on School Finance Recalibration would ultimately recommend to the full Wyoming legislature. You're listening to YPR. I'm Ken Siebert.